I don't believe that there is an instance when one human being can take the life of another human being, whether that instance is through abortion, whether that instance is through the execution of a person that's accused of a crime. I don't believe that creating a economic system that pushes forward the desire to have wars of discretion for economic gain for a few, that's all life to me is sacred, and all of these circumstances are very dire circumstances. I don't believe that, again, that we have the right to pick and choose who lives. I do believe that we already have in Congress, you know, the House just passed a measure that made the Hyde Amendment to permanent. So, you know, no federal funds can be spent on abortion and things of that nature. So I feel that my stance on this would be to create an economic system and a healthcare system where people don't become so desperate that they feel the need to have an abortion. I don't know of anybody. I've never met anybody. And I've dealt with a lot of people. I mean, the primary group that I've worked with over my years of activism have been the left. And I've kind of always been the outlier, but I respect those folks for their beliefs. And I think they respected me for my belief. But I can't believe for a minute that we have people going out for something like a recreational abortion. I just don't think that happens in this country. And abortion is born out of desperation. Desperation is a result of underemployment. It's a result of poverty. It's a result of not knowing where to turn. And it's a result of having legislation at both state and federal levels that just exacerbate that feeling of desperation. I think that as a Roman Catholic and I feel that I'm a very orthodox Roman Catholic and a staunch supporter of life, that is an incumbent upon me to provide compassion. Again, a system, and this sounds trite, but a system that works for all Americans and not just some Americans. And I think that one of the most horrendous things that comes out of the whole abortion issue is the culture wars that we're now engaged in. Nobody wins a culture war. It divides otherwise good people on both sides of an issue, an unwinnable issue, I have to say. And that distracts from some of the bigger issues. And I'm not saying that abortion is a small issue by any stretch of the imagination, but I am saying that if people of good faith on both sides of this issue could come together and see this for what it truly is, you know, we're being divided. And, you know, as a Catholic and as a pro-life Christian, I'm basically told that in order to be a good Christian, I have to vote Republican. And I resent that 100% simply because I don't see the Republican Party as the party of life. I see that as the party of pro-birth, but there's a heck of a lot more to the issue than just forcing somebody to have a child and then forgetting that child exists after the birth.
Yeah. Let me give a couple follow-up questions to this, just to continue to divide the nation.
Okay, certainly.
Okay. One, you've made it very clear that you believe society needs and the economy needs to be revolutionized in some way to be supportive of people to not have to have this kind of decision. In lieu of that happening, or while it happens simultaneously, would you support efforts to restrict abortion access?
I think that a lot of that has ended up being put on the laps of the state legislatures at this point in time. Would I support a 20-week ban? I would. I think it's a common sense thing, at least for people with my perspective. Now, you know, we get to the issue of defunding Planned Parenthood, and I'm torn on that issue simply because Planned Parenthood does a great deal many things that are beneficial to women's health. And I do not feel justified in reeling back programs for women that are in their most vulnerable of states simply for political gain. So until something that is adequate, if not better, is in place, I'm at a loss to think that I would feel the necessity of defunding Planned Parenthood, which seems to be a pretty big issue.
Sure. All right, here's a one more follow-up on the abortion question. You know, you said that most people get abortions because of financial circumstances, societal pressures, those types of things. Are you suggesting then that there aren't people who are wealthier who get abortions just out of lifestyle choice? They don't want to have a kid. They think it's another step of family planning that's not a special leap. Do you think that those people, are you saying those people don't exist in Arkansas, that wealthier people who get abortions just because they prefer to not have a kid?
No, I'm not saying that those people don't exist. I'm saying that if you look at places in the South like Texas and Arkansas, the lion's share of abortions are occurring out of political necessity. And at some point, people have to make those lifestyle decisions on their own. As a Catholic also, you know, we have the issue of gay marriage. And at some point in time, we have to allow people to make the decisions that they're going to make. And if, you know, a religious philosophy believes that God finds these things distasteful, I'm a firm believer that God can certainly deal with those issues. As Pope Francis recently said, who am I to judge? There are some things that I think that we as human beings, we have what's called a useful prerogative over one another. You know, we can hire and fire one another. We can do all sorts of things that affect each other's lives. But I don't believe that we have what we refer to as divine prerogative, the taking of life, the giving of life. And that is for God and God alone. So I'm sure that there are people in the state that choose abortion as a method of family planning or child spacing and so forth. And, you know, as far as I understand my constitutional law to be correct, Roe versus Wade protects those people since 1973. And then you had subsequent Connecticut versus Griswold Supreme Court holdings that will enable these people to continue to do that. I don't believe that there is going to be much of a circumstance where myself, being a potential House member, am going to be able to sway the Supreme Court to overturn 45 years of case law.
Sure.
And abortion will never go away. You can criminalize it tomorrow, and there will still be abortion. Abortions have been here since the beginning of recorded history. What we do need to do, and you know, I can't say exactly what the state needs to do or what the federal government needs to do with regards to people who choose abortions for lifestyle enhancement or to space children. I'm not at a liberty to judge those people. I am merely saying that as a person of, you know, being a Roman Catholic and being a person who believes that all life is sacred, that's something that I can't support. Now, there is case law that does support that.
Just side note for listeners, you told me this the other day, that you go to the same church as French Hill.
So I do.
Both Catholics on this.
Absolutely.